Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, breaking news, there's an attempt to block the reauthorization of the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The way it is right now, a procedural vote was just blocked moments ago. And former President Donald Trump came out on Truth Social and said, "Do not reauthorize FISA. It was used to spy on my campaign." Good. Finally, he's waking up to it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today. We got lots of breaking news all around. And Joe Biden gave a press conference. And during that air quotes press conference, he actually admitted that he had a list of who he was supposed to call on. Because that's how the big guy rolls. Big guy doesn't take unscripted questions. Everything's got to be scripted. Just like Sage Steele revealed that when they had to agree to that interview with the president for ESPN, she had to give him all the questions ahead of time so that he could absolutely make sure that he knew everything that was going to be asked of him. There's also breaking news, and Fox News is reporting this as well, that there was a shooting in Philadelphia. No surprise there. But what makes this one newsworthy nationally, I guess, is that it was at a Ramadan event in Philadelphia. We'll keep you posted on that throughout the course of the afternoon. If there's anything, any tie-ins to whatever, we'll bring it to you live, and we'll be all over it for you. So I was thinking, you know, yesterday we talked a lot about that NPR guy who came out and said NPR is just another left-wing organization. It's just there to push the propaganda, there to push the narrative, there to serve and overserve their viewers and all these other. And the guy who wrote that piece was on with Barry Weiss on her podcast. And I'll play a little snippet of it for you a little bit later in the show. But Barry Weiss is another one. You know, was a journalist who was driven out because of the wokeness of the New York Times. We're going to talk to a real journalist later today, Tracy Beans, Uncover DC. She's been fantastic, exposing all the lunacy around COVID. And she has a new story. Military doctor says transgender surgeries have been upticking and they're paid for with your taxpayer dollars. That's right. Transgender surgeries in the military paid for with your taxpayer dollars. And that is something that we will talk to Tracy Beans about a little bit later in the show today. So we'll have all the breaking news for you. But apparently multiple people have been shot at this Philadelphia event marking Ramadan. Authorities made numerous arrests and at least four guns were recovered from the scene. At least one Philadelphia police officer fired their weapon. I'm looking at Steve Keeley. He's always good with this stuff on social media, on X. He's over at Fox 29, as you know. He's always good about bringing this stuff to the forefront of things. So we'll follow along with his tweets. But basically, what he's saying at the moment is multiple people shot. Philly police have made numerous arrests. At least four guns recovered. Sources tell me the scene of the shooting at 46th and Wyalusing Avenue at a Ramadan event where hundreds of people were in attendance. At least one Philadelphia police officer also fired his weapon. So Fox News is covering this. It's making national news. We'll keep our eyes on it for you throughout. And we're going to talk to Brandon Judd today. I'm excited for that. He, of course, is the head of the Border Patrol Union. And Biden today came out and said something which is just insane. He said he's looking at possibly now having the authority to be able to shut down the border. Joe Biden, when he got into office, did everything he possibly could to open up the border, everything he possibly could, including undoing all of Trump's executive orders like Remain in Mexico. He stopped the construction of the wall. He did everything he could to make the border open. I'm going to tell you exactly the problem that Democrats have right now, particularly Joe Biden, the problem he has. And it has a lot to do with CNN going to Atlanta, Georgia, and they sat down with these black voters. And these black voters all said they don't trust Joe Biden. Not necessarily voting for Trump. And the reason why is because these people are loco. Now, I'll contrast that with Trump going to a Chick-fil-A, where everybody in the Chick-fil-A, for the most part, was black. And Trump said, we're going to get rid of Joe Biden. And the crowd started cheering. And you could hear him taking a selfie with a black woman who says, Joe's got to go. Joe's got to go. But the other black voters at CNN sat down with, they're not voting for Biden because they feel like he's allowing genocide in Gaza. So let's break down the problems that Joe Biden has going into the 2024 general election, because this is April. It's April 10th. You would think at this point in time right now, this guy would be pivoting towards a general election strategy, trying to win over people who are outside of his base. But no, he can't. He's got to still lock down crazy. Crazy's not locked down yet. Crazy's not spoken for. He's got to try to lure back crazy. And Crazy Town wants Israel destroyed, and Crazy Town wants wide open southern border. They want every little shred of razor wire to be taken down. The problems that Joe Biden has is he's losing black voters who are sane people and don't like his economy, don't like the fact that there are cities in America that are just have been taken over by criminals because the Democrats have been so soft on crime, because the Democrats view the criminals as the victims. And all these prosecutors around the country with all the Soros money, like here in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, who have put the criminals back on the streets. New York and L.A. and San Francisco and Chicago and Philadelphia. And Krasner's still a problem in this city. I mean, the guy's a cancer on Philadelphia. So a lot of black voters see that. They see the economy. They don't like it. Then you have another group of black voters that are crazy, and they're anti-Israel, and they don't like the fact that Joe Biden is allowing quote unquote genocide in Gaza. Now you have young voters who don't like Joe Biden for a number of reasons. Part of it is because they also view it as he's allowing genocide in Gaza. And also they don't think he's been crazy enough on climate change. They don't think Joe Biden's gone far enough on climate change for their liking. So they're not happy, and they may vote third party as well. And these groups, it's a problem for them because a lot of younger voters are now trending towards Donald Trump. Why? For the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. It really is for a lot of these voters. They are now trending towards Trump, younger voters, and that is a demographic, again, that Joe Biden needs. Let's think about Hispanic voters. Trump is leading with that demographic. He's leading with Hispanic voters. That's a group that the Democrats have always counted on as being reliable constituency for them. Trump now has a lead with that group. Why? Well, because they see the same things you and I see. See, it's not that complicated. People are just people. And we don't look at people by the color of their skin, and we don't put them into all the DEI boxes, but the left always does. But honestly, whether you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or you're purple, you're green or you're gay, you're straight, whatever, you don't think America is on a good track right now. You don't. And so unless you're a crazy person, you think the country's gone off the rails and you're not happy about it. You look at what's going on at the border. You see the crime in the cities and you feel it when you go to buy a dozen eggs. So unless you're a lunatic, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what genital parts you use with your partner in the bedroom, you just think the country's on the wrong track. Now, for the voters in that category who don't like Trump, if they don't come out for Trump, but they don't come out for Biden, it hurts Biden more than it does Trump. And I'll tell you the reason why. The reason why is because those voters voted for Biden in 2020, and he needs them in 2024. So he's already lost a group of people. I share with you the story about all those people outside of Pittsburgh. So, you know, I love the Berg. I do. The original hot dog shop. Love Pittsburgh. It's great. And all that area around Pittsburgh, where you got all these guys and gals who worked in steel, and now they work in fracking and natural gas industry. And that one guy who's quoting the article said, I'll never vote Democrat ever again. He voted for Biden in 2020. So the Democrats have lost the working class voters. They've lost the working class voters. They've lost Hispanic voters. They're losing black voters. And they're losing young voters, too. And the problem is that since they have not locked down crazy, which is their base, they can't afford to lose a single vote. Trump's got breathing room. He's got breathing room going into this election because he's picking up from all these other groups. Whereas Biden, since he and he's locked down his own party, 93% of Republicans are back on board with voting for Trump. And I think that number will tick up a little bit as the election gets closer, but it doesn't even have to be. 93 is good. He's got 93% support among the Republican Party. He's good. He's fine. You're always going to get some outliers, never Trumpers, whatever. It didn't make a difference in 2016, and they still may vote for him, just not tell anybody. But Biden has a base problem where you've got now, they're talking about possibly shutting down the Democrat National Convention with their protests against Gaza genocide. So now you have the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, coming out and going, there's no evidence of genocide in Gaza. There's no evidence that there's genocide going on here. Stop it already. And then Biden has to try to give out his student loan bribery scheme. Like I said, the old days, you have to put cash in a bag, a paper bag, and you got to hand it to a voter. Or cigarettes or something like that. Nowadays, you send him a check. Biden can't lock down crazy. And until he does, and he's not going to, they have a problem. It's a real problem for these guys. I can't tell you enough how much of a problem it is. And then you have another issue, which is just Joe Biden himself. Remember I gave you that theory a little while ago, and this is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. The Democrats are coming for Justice Sonia Sotomayor. They want to get her off the court. They're terrified that Trump is going to win and that he's going to get to appoint another justice on the Supreme Court. So they're coming for her. They want to get her off the court. Now, I've told you my theory of how they could get rid of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the guy who falls upstairs and takes pre-screened questions from the press corps, a guy who can't do an event with an ESPN reporter unless he gets the questions in advance. But you have a Kamala Harris problem. She's worse. People don't like her. And she loses even worse than he does. But you're already hemorrhaging black voters. So what are you going to do? You're just going to get rid of the first black woman on the ticket? Again, we view people as people. The left views people through the lens of whatever their color and their gender is. If they can identify gender, because they may not be biologists. So no, you can't just replace her. So you have to move her somewhere. So you move Kamala to the Supreme Court. You get rid of Biden. You replace him. And that is something that could still potentially happen. They are making their moves to try to get rid of Sonia Sotomayor because they know that Trump's going to win. That's what they know. They know that's what's going to happen. And they're terrified of the fact. This is a little bit of, and Matt, it's the clip I just sent you. Here's a little bit of Donald Trump at Chick-fil-A. It's the one I just texted you a few moments ago. You have that one, Matt?
Yeah, I got it. It's ready to go.
All right, fantastic. This is, he walks into this Chick-fil-A here. Take a listen. It's Atlanta, Georgia.
Hold on, give it a second.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, okay. All right, dead air.
Computer issue here. All right, there we go. Yeah!
Listen, she's fundraising.
Come on in.
Yes,
we're
going to
get rid of Biden.
Yay! Bye, Biden.
Bye, Sleepy. He is the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's horrible to the black community. Like it or not,
been that way since
the
senator.
Community band, and check out his record in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. Check out his record in the 1980s.
You're economically what's for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, opportunities.
Opportunity wise,
best job numbers ever.
The first net egg. Let's talk about it.
And again, the colleges and universities.
Yep.
We just get the whole thing down.
Yep. I got you.
Yeah, they don't like Joe Biden. This is a problem. This is a problem for them. It's a big problem. They're still covering the shooting in Philadelphia. There's not any new details since I started here, but we'll keep an eye on it for you as this develops. But it was at a Ramadan event in Philly, and I guess there were a bunch of people potentially shot, and there were hundreds of people there. So we'll keep you posted throughout the course of the afternoon as more details come in. And right before I got on the air today, they blocked a procedural vote that would move forward the FISA reauthorization. And I'm telling you right now, FISA needs to go. It needs to go. And I'm really happy that finally Donald Trump has come out and said something about this. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the government has used this, which was originally designed to be able to listen to potential foreign actors who want to hurt this country, had the best of intentions. But we know the government used it to spy on Trump's campaign. They spied on Carter Page and George Papadopoulos using FISA. And really, they've stretched it to such a degree that if you talk to anyone overseas, I could say right now, I mean, Dawn Stensland's in Italy. She's got a whole group of WPHD listeners with her on a fantastic, amazing Italy trip. Now, if I talk to her while she's in Italy, I mean, technically they could listen to that conversation. Because she's in a foreign country. If anybody in Italy on the trip calls back to their family in the United States, the government says, we can listen. It doesn't matter if they're Americans. You're talking to somebody who's foreign or on foreign soil. They have stretched this to such a degree, and they've swept up millions of people into these unauthorized queries, as they're called, and have spied on their data. And they use it to infiltrate the political process, because we live in a country, we have a police state in this country. I've told you the definition of a police state. It's not cops on horseback. It's not cops with tear gas. It's not cops, you know, beating a guy. That those things are tactics. They're crowd control tactics. They will be viewed through the independent lens of which that action occurred. A police state is when the government uses its law enforcement division for politics. Either it uses law enforcement to intimidate people, uses law enforcement to help its political friends, uses law enforcement to go after dissenters, uses law enforcement to intimidate people from being dissenters. Sounds very familiar to what's going on in this country, does it not? Russia did not interfere in the 2016 election, but the United States government did in a big way by using George Papadopoulos and Carter Page as the impetus to spy on Donald Trump. And they did, and they wiretapped Trump Tower. And I remember when Mark Levin said that, and everybody mocked him in the media. You know, they mocked him for saying that. Oh, they spied, wiretapped Trump. Well, that's exactly what they did. They used FISA as the cover, given George Papadopoulos and Carter Page having friends overseas, and then they were able to try to listen to a political campaign. And this is the problem that we have in this country, and this is why something has to be done. Something has to be done to stop this. Because if they just reauthorize this act the way it's written, they're going to continue abusing it, because none of the people who abuse the act get in trouble. And none of them are afraid of it. You know, if you're an FBI hacker, you're Carter Page Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and you're having your little, you know, you're knocking boots, you're having your love story. And you're sitting there sending text messages to each other. We won't let him become president. We will stop him. We will stop him. And then nothing happens. You don't get in trouble. There's no ramifications for it. That is the issue. That is the problem. And since nothing happens to them, we either have to rein this act in, or we're going to have a situation where it happens again. It's going to happen again. And so Donald Trump tweeted out today the following, and I'll read this to you. He said, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign. DJT for Donald John Trump. And he truthed it out, not tweeted it out. He truthed it out. So hopefully that'll be the end. Jim Jordan made it very, very simple today. He spoke from the House floor, imploring Congress to do something against the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Here's a little bit of Jordan today, cut four.
Here's the fundamental question. 200,000 searches. By the way, our warrant requirement has three exceptions. And the first exception is if it's an emergency situation, you don't have to go to a judge to get the warrant. You do the search, you find out, and you protect America. Two other exceptions in there as well. So here's the fundamental question. 200,000 searches done on U.S. persons a year. How many of them aren't covered by the exceptions? And guess what? Nobody seems to be able to give us an answer. That's the question we need to know. Because if it's a big number, we should all be scared. If it's a small number, what's the big deal? No one will answer that question. That's what we need to know. And we need to, but the best way to safeguard the liberty of the people we get the privilege of representing is to do what's been done in this country forever. Go get a warrant.
Go get a warrant. Not that complicated, not that hard. And that's what's required by the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, there's never been a better time to get over and see my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. They are going through an amazing renovation right now that's going to make the dealership an even more inviting and welcoming place. And this is your chance right now to take advantage of the amazing sales going on during the renovation. Because Judith just celebrated her 75th birthday and she wants to make this the year of years. And she also knows that it's a little bit frustrating to get to Cherry Hill Volvo right now because they're doing road construction on Route 70. And of course, they're doing the renovation. But I was just there. I was there a couple weeks ago, picked up my brand new XC60, gorgeous SUV, all the latest technology, beautiful to ride, and such a safe car. And I had a great experience, despite the construction. But they are offering tremendous specials right now. Aggressive offers to make up for the inconvenience you'll have to face getting into the dealership. And it's minor. It's a minor inconvenience. But they want to make sure that you are happy. And that's what Judith, Yosef, and the entire team will do. They have these beautiful trailers set up. The customer experience has never been better, and the savings have never been better at Cherry Hill Volvo. So whether it's the S-Class made right here in the United States of America at their plant in South Carolina, the XC90 that Bridget drives, that third row, that's the family car you want to take the kids down the shore this summer. Or maybe it's the XC40 or the XC60, two great midsize SUVs with a ton of cargo room and all the technology you want to make sure you are safe on the road. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. They stepped up and became the naming rights sponsor. That means a lot. They stand with us, and we would love for you to stand with them. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Now, I have no idea what Joe Biden is saying in this clip. None whatsoever. And neither is Joe Biden. And this is part of the reason why I keep telling you they need to replace this man if they have any chance of winning. And I hope to God they don't replace this man because I don't want them to win. Let me just tell you something. This is important to know. I will never get a Saturday morning show on CNN because my hair is just too beautiful. But I went today and got my hair cut because it was a coif. It was an afro. It was completely and utterly poofed up. And I got a cut, and Jackie is my good luck charm. Because every time I get my hair cut with Jackie, I get a call from Fox News, and I got a call from Fox News today. Are you free to come on with Dana tomorrow morning? I'm telling you, woman's magic. Last time I got my hair cut before I went on vacation, I go on Jimmy Fallon's show. So Jackie's got the magic touch. I kid you not. I even said to her this morning, I said, I guarantee I'll get a call later today from Fox News asking me to come on because you cut my hair. My point is, I will never sell out. I don't need to sell out. I don't care about selling out because sellouts in the end don't win. They don't win in the end. You win in the end by being true to who you are and by speaking with conviction. You don't try to mold yourself into something that you think people want you to be. You have to be authentic in this life. In every aspect of your life, you have to be authentic. You can't be a phony. But particularly in talk radio, because you can't come on the air 4 hours a day, every day, most days, most five days a week, many weeks of the year, but most of the time, 4 days a week at least, and be a phony. People will see through it. That's my point. You have to be yourself, and you get rewarded for being yourself. Like today, I want to thank Talkers Magazine. They named the show me as they did the top 100 talk show hosts in the country, top 100 in the country, and I'm number 24. But the key to that is number 22, woke Howard Stern. That means I am two spots away from overtaking Howard Stern ever since he's gone woke. He's 22, I'm 24, some dude's in the middle at 23, he's not relevant, but anyway. So that's it, Matt DeSantis. Now, the thing is, we are very far off in salary. I do want to make that point. I think he gets paid, what, $400 million a year?
And he shows up for work maybe 3 days a week at best.
At best, 3 days a week. And I don't even think he works the entire summer. And he gets paid $400 million. I don't get paid that much money. I don't get paid nearly.
You're close, though, right?
Yeah. I'm just grateful they still give me free coffee. And I'm waiting for them to ask for a little, like, a donation bin.
I mean, I wouldn't mention that live on air. They may not realize it.
Yeah, you're right. They're going, wait, we still give him free coffee? I think we have my parking, so that'll be the next thing, is that I need to put in 50 cents for a cup of coffee. It'd be subsidized by Odyssey, but not free. Actually, they can charge me for the water. It's disgusting. I don't care about that. And the glasses are always disgusting. Right, Henry?
Them
out, nobody washes them correctly?
No. I mean, I do my best. I try to do my part and wash the glasses, but yeah, I'd say a lot of them don't quite make it through the dishwasher correctly or to the dishwasher at all.
Now you see this is something. Now I'm just going through the list and I'm just realizing right now that a former talk show host based right here in Philadelphia by the name of Michael, how do you say that last name? Smirkanish, I'm being told. Smirkanish. Okay. who does have a Saturday morning show on CNN and is quite bald. And the reason why I will never get one is because I'm not bald. I have beautiful flowing hair. It's a flowing mane. And also because I'm not going to endorse a Democrat thinking it'll get me my own show. He's number 46 on the Talkers Heavy 100. I'm number 24. You see what I'm saying right now? Being true to your convictions and not being a phony and being authentic and not trying to be something you're not, you will win in the end. You will win in the end is what I'm saying.
Also, I don't want to start a war between you and your friend Jimmy Fallon, but you are beating him by 5 slots.
Shh, don't say anything about that, all right? Fallon can't read, so I'm hoping he doesn't see it. So I don't know what Joe Biden's saying in this clip. I have no idea, but I don't know if he knows either, but he was speaking with Univision. They asked him what they hope his legacy is going to be, what the legacy will be of Joe Biden. Cut number two.
Do you spend a lot of time thinking about what your legacy would look like?
Well, I hope the legacy is that I kept my word, that I said that the reason I was running was to help change the life of ordinary people. They reduced the prospect of war, and because of Vietnam, and
Vietnam? What, Vietnam?
There's no war in Vietnam right now, so I guess his presidency was a success.
Because we didn't go back to war in Vietnam? I agree. You know what? I am endorsing Joe Biden for president, and I'm shaving my head. CNN, here I come. This man kept us out of Vietnam again. I'd be a fool not to back this man and shave my beautiful coif of hair for a shot at CNN Saturday stardom with dozens of viewers. Dozens! One more time, can I hear that, please?
Do you spend a lot of time thinking about what your legacy would look like?
Well, I hope the legacy is that I kept my word, that I said that the reason I was running was to help change the life of ordinary people. They reduced the prospect of war, and because of Vietnam, and
so Joe Biden kept his word. We are not at war with Vietnam again. And I thought we were going to be. In fact, if you had asked me at the start of 2024 what my prediction was, I remember New Year's Eve. I remember where I was, passed out. But right before then, I said, I believe we'll be fighting a war in Vietnam. That was my prediction for 2024. I had a hunch, much like how I had a hunch that the next president of the United States was going to be Doug Burgum. You know, I had a gut instinct, and I remember New Year's Eve like it was yesterday. And I'm there with my friends, and the next morning I did a Fox News interview. I was still, I think, legally drunk for that interview, but I remember turning around and saying to everybody, I believe we're going to be fighting in Cambodia by May. Joe Biden kept us out of Vietnam again, which would have been known as Vietnam Redux. Redo? Part two, the sequel, Vietnam the sequel. So, yeah, Joe Biden, well done. All right? Get on board, people. What are you waiting for?
It is an interesting campaign strategy, just naming places that the United States is not at war with.
Yeah, but has been at war with. Like, be like, well, I kept my word, and we didn't go to war with Britain again. And I'm just saying, you know, the other guy, they came and burned down the White House on his watch. Didn't happen on mine. Just pointing that out. The War of 1812, Mr. President? Right. Didn't happen under Joe Biden. Fair point. You got me there. So, yeah, well done. Oh, man. Okay. Well, there you go. A little bit more of Jim Jordan explaining why the FISA Act needs to die a death and either be renewed in a different version or die on the vine in this current version. Take a listen.
Query is a fancy name for search. And the intelligence community will tell us right now there are 200,000 queries, 200,000 searches that take place every year on U.S. persons, on American citizens, 200,000 a year. Those things are done on American citizens without a warrant, and this is the FBI that my friend, remember the Rules Committee just talked about, who's abused the system 278,000 times. Not Mr. Roy, not Mr. Jordan giving you that number. That's the number from the Washington Post. 278,000 times, Inspector General at the Justice Department determined that the FBI did not follow the previous rules when they searched this database on U.S. persons. And now we're supposed to believe, oh, we've got new rules. Stricter rules, better rules, and I'm all for those. Now they're going to follow the new rules. Didn't follow the old ones, but now they're going to follow the new. Well, why don't we go to the tried and true method? If you got the executive branch wanting to look at American citizens' information, they have to go to a separate and equal branch of the government, the judicial branch, and get a probable cause warrant. It's worked pretty darn well for 200 plus years in the greatest country ever. But somehow we can't do it here? Here's the fundamental question. 200,000 searches. By the way, our warrant requirement has three exceptions. And the first exception is if it's an emergency situation, you don't have to go to a judge to get the warrant. You do the search, you find out, and you protect America. Two other exceptions in there as well. So here's the fundamental question. 200,000 searches done on U.S. persons a year. How many of them aren't covered by the exceptions? And guess what? Nobody seems to be able to give us an answer. That's the question we need to know. Because if it's a big number, we should all be scared. If it's a small number, what's the big deal? No one will answer that question. That's what we need to know. And we need to, but the best way to safeguard the liberty of the people we get the privilege of representing is to do what's been done in this country forever. Go get a warrant.
Go get a warrant. Go get a warrant. It's not that hard. Not that hard. Not that complicated. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I got a text from my buddy Jay before. He asked me when we're going to be in Cape May next because he wants to bring a group of his buddies there. I said May 3rd, and he should do that, and you should too. We'll be there May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. Tomorrow night is your chance to be with the man himself, Rand Paul, and Dom Giordano, who was also named on the Talkers Heavy 100 list. He came in, just again, because Dom is also consistent in his beliefs and not a phony in any way, shape, or form. Even when I disagree with Dom on things, we always have a joking time about it, but I always know Dom speaking from the heart because he's an honest guy. And the Dean of Talk Radio in Philadelphia came in at number 17, so good for him. Tomorrow night, he's hosting Rand Paul for Politics and Pints, and it's going to be at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College, 275 Swamp Road, Newtown, PA. Ticket price includes a signed copy of Rand Paul's new book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. Tickets are almost sold out, but you can get yours now today at 1210WPHT.com before they are all gone. All right, so do that today. You don't want to miss that. Senator Rand Paul is fantastic, and he's also fighting against this FISA Act renewal. He's fighting it on the Senate side. Oh, and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has called for a new bill that would only count American citizens on the U.S. Census. This is something that Congressman Tom Massey, has also pushed for as well. And the reason why is because right now they want open borders because they count the population when they apportion congressional seats in the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives is a fixed number. 435. That's it for the whole country. And so they look at everybody who lives in a congressional district and they make their decisions every 10 years with the census, but they count illegals and also people who are here legally but are not U.S. citizens. They count them for the purposes of apportionment so that California can have more House seats. Now, why does that matter? Well, for two reasons. Number one, that's more votes for the state in the House. Number two, it's more electoral votes for the presidency. And so the blue states, the big blue states that are all open border states, who are whining and complaining right now about all the illegal immigrants that they're getting, they're actually a little bit Ophelia doth protest too much because they know that all those people who are coming to their states, Illinois, New York, they're all going to be counted as part of the census. They're all going to be counted as part of the apportionment for those congressional seats. And then smaller states, well, the minimum you can have is three electoral votes, two senators and one member of the House of Representatives. So the minimum is three. But you've got states that could lose a congressional seat because a blue state has all these illegal immigrants in it. And that's the plan the Democrats have. The Democrats want to be able to have this country change demographically by having the flood of illegal immigrants coming into this country. So I'll tell you about James Comer's idea as we continue on with the show today. But I got to tell you, you know, springtime, I love this time of year. I really do. Everything's blooming. It's beautiful. And now's the time for you to get a greener, healthier lawn that's also safer for your family and your pets. So call my lawn care company today, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and trust me, you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. This environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets to enjoy. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and they have a satisfaction guarantee. So I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. Give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, free seeding every year. That's right. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose the lawn care company I trust, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden is winning among Vietnam veterans who have all said thank you for not starting another Vietnam War. Breaking news here on the Scioli Show at 3:53 p.m. So I can't. One more time, please. One more time. Joe Biden, if you could, please, Matt.
Do you spend a lot of time thinking about what your legacy would look like?
Well, I hope the legacy is that I kept my word, that I said that the reason I was running was to help change the life of ordinary people and reduce the prospect of war. And because of Vietnam.
Because of Vietnam. So Joe Biden, the man who kept America out of the Vietnam War, part two. I don't even know where we are right now. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Scioli. We got some great guests coming up in the show later today as well. But I did want to mention to you that Michael Avenatti, that scumbag lawyer, the turncoat lawyer, Trump, called into MSNBC from prison today. That happened on MSNBC, or yesterday, I think it was. He called into MSNBC from prison. I have the audio cut of that for you. And the Biden administration wants you to know that the avian bird flu could be the next big thing. So be scared, everybody. The avian bird flu could be the next big thing. I'll talk more about that on the show today as well as we talk about that. But the deficit is a huge issue. The deficit. And Trump tweeted or socialed out, I guess he'd say truth socialed. I think that's the appropriate way to say it. I don't know. It's hard to actually say. But he truth socialed about the deficit today in Joe Biden's economy. And let's understand what's going on right now in this country. Interest on the public debt, and just how bad things are under Joe Biden. Interest on the public debt rose 43% and now exceeds defense outlays. Washington continues to spend like deficits and debt don't matter, and the politicians would rather you don't know. For the record, the Congressional Budget Office reported Monday that the federal budget deficit for the first 6 months of fiscal 2024 was $1.064 trillion. And you're going to pay for it in higher taxes. The problem is not a shortage of tax revenue, which rose 7% from a year earlier to $2.19 trillion. Individual income tax and payroll tax revenue both rose 6%. Corporate income taxes rose 35%. The deficit is a spending problem, and that is bigger than ever. Total outlays for the last 6 months, rose to 3.2 rose 6% to $3.25 trillion. This is a problem. This is a problem, but they want to keep spending money. And all of this affects the economy. This is the reason for inflation. This is a big part of the reason for inflation. Look, I know the Fed, and I don't like the Fed any more than you do. And I know the Federal Reserve played all their games. I get that. But the $133 billion increase in net interest on federal debt held by the public is a 43% increase. And that has impacts on every aspect of the economy, every aspect of that. We'll talk more about that in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead for you, including what Donald Trump said to some voters today in Chick-fil-A, and what is going to happen with regards to FISA. Can we finally get rid of FISA the way it is right now? Donald Trump is leading in a new national poll, and he even is leading among younger voters. I'll break that down for you, why Joe Biden's problems are getting worse for him when you go through the demographic, because Joe Biden has still not locked down crazy. And by crazy, of course, I mean the base of the Democrat Party, the crazy people. So all that is straight ahead. 4 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.